this bulletin, Boris Johnson calls for Brexit unity as Britain's constitutional crisis deepens. Four Australians said to be deported for joining pro-West Papuan independence protests. And in tennis, reigning champion Naomi Osaka crashes out of the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called on Conservative Party rebels to fall into line amid speculation he will call an election if Parliament defeats him over a no-deal Brexit. An alliance of opposition lawmakers are plotting with Tory MPs to take control of Parliament and tie the government's hands with legislation that would block a no-deal exit. Speaking after holding an emergency cabinet meeting, Mr. Johnson warned disaffected MPs that their actions would be damaging.
They will plainly chop the legs out from under the UK position and make any further negotiation absolutely impossible. And so I say, to show our friends in Brussels that we are united in our purpose, MPs should vote with the government against Corbyn's pointless delay.
While Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn wants to force an early election, he is at odds with the party's former Prime Minister Tony Blair.
If Parliament cannot agree, then the right way to consult the people is not through a general election, but through a referendum. That means, as MPs from different parties have agreed, that there should not be a motion of no confidence, but rather legislation preventing no deal. Should the government seek an election, it should be refused in favour of a referendum.
Mr. Johnson's promise to take the country out of the European Union on October 31st, with or without a divorce deal, has propelled the United Kingdom towards a constitutional crisis and a battle with the 27 other members of the bloc. Four people are dead and dozens missing after a diving boat caught fire off the Californian coast. The vessel is believed to have had 39 people on board when the fire swept through while it was anchored off Santa Cruz Island. Five crew members were able to jump off the boat as it ignited just before dawn, with two suffering only minor injuries. They were rescued by a passing pleasure craft. Authorities have retrieved four bodies and say more than two dozen people remain unaccounted for. The 23-metre commercial scuba diving vessel Conception was anchored in Platts Harbour, about 20 metres off the northern coast of Santa Cruz Island. Four Australians are being deported from Indonesia after they participated in pro-Papua independence protests. Tom Baxter, Cheryl Davidson, Danielle Hellyer and Ruth Cobbolt were arrested while demonstrating in the West Papua province of Sarong. The Department of Home Affairs confirmed it is providing consular assistance, with all four banned from returning to Indonesia for 6 months. It comes as the death toll in Papua continues to rise, with a student killed during clashes between Indonesian security forces and protesters. Activist Victor Yemo has told SBS a 21-year-old man was shot in the chest in the latest attack in the Papuan capital of Jayapura.
I'm still in danger because all the places still are monitored by TNI and police all the way in Jayapura. There were attacked by the non-Papuans, civil militia joined by police, and they attacked the dorm room. These people, they use a knife, they use a gun, attack them directly to the dorm.
The National Hurricane Centre is warning a severe storm will move dangerously close to Florida's east coast by Wednesday. Two airports are closing to prepare for the arrival of Hurricane Dorian, a Category 4 storm with 250-kilometre-an-hour winds. Florida Senator Rick Scott is urging residents to evacuate because the water is a big threat in these storm conditions.
If you look at a lot of the deaths, they're caused by the water. It's either that we get the flooding or we get the storm surge. What they're saying right now is we have a potential in many parts of Florida where we're going to have 4 to 7 feet.
Hurricane Dorian has battered the Bahamian islands of Great Abaco and Grand Bahama, leaving a path of destruction. To sport, and in tennis, title holder Naomi Osaka has crashed out of the US Open with a 7-5, 6-4 defeat to Belinda Bencic. Her defeat means Australian Ash Barty will regain the world number one spot, despite her own defeat in the event yesterday. 21-year-old Osaka was no match for the accuracy and consistency of the Swiss 13th seed. With Novak Djokovic's defeat, Osaka's elimination also means the US Open is without both top seeds in the quarterfinals for the first time in the Open era, which started in 1968. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, a possible morning storm and showers, 18. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, light early frost and sunny, 21. Wollongong, sunny, 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, also sunny, 24. Brisbane, similar conditions, 28. Cairns, sunny and also 28. Darwin, sunny as well, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.